miss. Bo, Bo.
Bo, Bo.
You gotta give me a kiss. Bo, Bo, skadiddle, that lover man. Got a lot of chicks in the palm of his hand. Bo, Bo, skadiddle, that'll watch him go. With the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
Bo, Bo, skadiddle, Bo.
Skadiddle, that'll watch him go. With the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor, they holler Bo, Bo,
Bo, Bo.
The next dance is mine. Bo, Bo,
Bo, Bo.
I'm waiting in line. He wears a ducktail haircut, Levi pants. The girls keep a hollering one more dance. Bo, Bo, skadiddle, that'll watch him go. With the itty bitty witty ditties round the floor.
That was fun. Bo Bo Ska Diddle Daddle. Wayne Walker. Before that, Motorcycle. Charles on the album Scum of the Earth. Previous to that, Glorious Dream 45 mix by the Belfast Gypsies. Previous to that, Without a Word of Warning by Gary Lewis and the Playboys from the album The Legendary Masters series. And before that, Matter of Time by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Previous to that, You've Been Cheating by Impressions on the album Originals. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 33 degrees in New York. Now, back to the music.
Music. This is
is your swinging station.
Water was red for what the shark had done. guess the water was red and his love was gone. He looked towards the water and he saw the fin, so he gently put her on the sand. Walked to the water with a tear in his eye and a gleaming knife in his hand. And the water was red once again. Yes, the water was red as he walked towards his sweetheart with the fin in his hand. And the water was
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go 1, 2, 3.
You mean ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a ba-ba-ba-boom-boom and a da-da-da-boom-boom-bong. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
No, no, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi-yi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Oh, Mr. Bassman, I really think I'm with it. Boom, boom. Come on, Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman too. Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi-yi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. Boom boom and a boom boom. Come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too.
Starts to hum.
Dum, dum, dee, dum.
Sometimes she stays away a week.
She stays away a week.
Won't listen when I try to speak.
I
tell her how I miss her, but when I try to kiss her, she starts to hum.
Dum, dum, dee, dum.
She said I'd marry her if I really cared, but I'm too young and I'm too scared. I was doing fine until the spring, when the wedding bells begin to ring. She hums that tune each time we dance. A fella just ain't got a chance. But lately the melody is sure sounding good to me. Come, dum-dee-dum.
Come, dum-dee-dum.
Dum-dum-dee-dum.
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 Tijuana time.
Oh, Route 101 will get you just within reach. We'll go surfing on Rosarita Beach.
Tijuana, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tijuana, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tijuana time.
They got a drummer man. Oh, guitar man. Yeah, a lead. Surfing and swimming and smoochy on the sand, rocking to the rhythm of a raunchy band.
Tijuana, yeah, Tijuana, yeah,
Tijuana time.
Palisades, Disneyland, or Waikiki, they're all great, but there's one place for me.
Tijuana.
You wanna talk?
Door.
spends her time reading the movie magazines.
She's reading movie magazines.
Just because she only feels dressed up when she is wearing jeans.
She's dressed up when she's wearing jeans.
She can get her homework done and still find time to have a little fun anyway. Why do people say? There goes a bad girl.
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 Just because her friends hang out down around the corner candy store.
Hang out around the candy store.
Just because she lets her boyfriend kiss her when he walks into the door.
She lets him kiss her at the door.
She can let him hold her tight and still know when to say goodnight and why. There goes a bad girl.
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 She likes dancing and romancing just like her mama used to do. But her mama don't remember she was once young too. She may have a broken heart and doesn't want a soul to know. She acts silly cause she doesn't want her broken heart to show.
She don't want her heart to show.
She can play the role of the crown while her world is tumbling down. And why do people cry?
Why do people cry?
There goes a bad girl.
There goes a bad girl.
I wanna tell you now that that girl is not a bad girl. Oh, she's not a bad girl. That girl is not a bad girl. Oh, she's not a bad girl.
I was walking along, minding my business, and did I get a big surprise? All at once came a sound from a hole in the ground, and I...
He has even more aliases?
Uh-huh.
That are in that thing. I mean, there's literally like more than a dozen, which is kind of cool, right? I mean, the guy just like was just tossing out records like left and right.
Yeah, he was really busy.
Yeah, he really was.
And the funny thing, I always thought Johnny Cymbal was an alias, and it's not. It's like...
Right. Oh, it's too perfect a name, right? Like Johnny Guitar.
Yeah, like the man who makes soup is like Tony Minestrone.
It's like his mother's second marriage's name or something, right? And he took his stepfather's name.
Right.
No, it's great. It's just too perfect.
And maybe that influenced his future career. He's from Scotland.
Yeah, from Scotland, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then from Canada after that, I guess. And then moved to the States, right. From what I understand.
So I didn't really introduce you, so tell me about yourself.
Oh, I go by so many names. Becky, you know, the Southern Dandy, America's Funny Man.
That's Neil Hamburger, I think. You could share the title with me.
No, but yeah, Cat is just my initials. I'm
Chris Davidson, and you wrote for Bubblegum is the Naked Truth.
Yeah, that book that you wrote for. I used to write a lot of that stuff.
You're a Bubblegum scholar. You've also produced some records?
Yeah, a bunch of, yeah, 45s under my own label, which was also called Cat. And those are more like, you know, rock and roll stuff, surf groups, mm-hmm. and whatnot. Yeah, and then I wrote for a bunch of stuff in that book, Too Cool, which was the sequel to Catalog of Cool that Gene Scalati and Dick Blackburn put out.
She just looked at me, and without a word, she made a great big grab for that little old bird. Give me that two-legged
bird. By the way, we are not back announcing all of the Johnny Cymbal songs we're playing today on the show. But if you go to the Bubblegum OD page for today's show and WFMU's Rock and Soul stream, you can see my set list.
Well, I'm sorry you lost it, and upon my word, it's an honor for me to give you back this bird. It's just a two-legged big eye, yellow hair.
This next set is mostly novelty songs. Johnny sings some of them. He wrote a lot of them for other artists, or he performed them under different names. This first one he did sing under his name, and it is called Go, VW Go.
Hey.
you go. There's this kid that lives on my block now. He just bought a GGO Superstock now. He's a real nut when it comes to dragging. He's always making fun of my little Volkswagen.
Go!
Volkswagen, go!
Ha!
I don't believe it.
Go!
Volkswagen, go!
Ha!
Volkswagen,
go, do, go, do, go.
The chicks all dig him cause his car's a gas. They say there's nothing on the road that he can't pass. Well, I'm sick and tired of all of his bragging. I told him I'd drag him with my little Volkswagen.
Go,
Volkswagen, go.
I don't believe it.
Go, Volkswagen, go.
Can't do it.
Go, Volkswagen,
go, do, go, do, go.
Much about custom machines, but I do know a lot about gasoline. Cause I'm a straight A student in chemistry class. I just invented a gas of a gas. Down at the drag strip, I dump in the fuel. All the gangs there, everyone from school. They dropped the flag and the race was on. And my little Volkswagen was gone, gone, gone.
Ha!
Volkswagen, go.
Ha! I don't believe it.
Go, Volkswagen, go.
Ha!
Go, Volkswagen,
go, do, go, do, go.
There's not really much that's left to say now. I won the race and the girls that day now. Cat and the GDO stopped the bragging. He went out and bought himself a little Volkswagen.
Go,
Volkswagen, go.
Go, don't believe it.
Go, Volkswagen, go.
I guess you did it.
Go, Volkswagen,
go, do, go, do, go.
I don't know how you feel about breaking records, but he has a connection with Dickie Goodman, and Dickie Goodman's wife apparently sang one of these songs, The Cupboard's Bare.
I know, that is funny. That's funny you say that, yeah, because I don't love breaking records. The one that's on this collection, Washington Uptight, not my favorite, but the one of his wife singing The Cupboard's Bare that you just mentioned is like a really, really good song. It's like a folk beat ballad. It's like super well done that Johnny wrote. It's funny, yeah, he must have been running in the same kind of circles as that guy too. He got a little older and stopped listening to either, you know, his manager, his parents or whatever, and just started doing his own thing and hung around with people his own age that were all getting into kind of newer folk rock and bubblegum, right? That just feels like maybe just a maturing, like just a normal maturing process. And then all of a sudden, he becomes, like, comes into his own doing a little bit more, like, cool rock and roll, as opposed to, like, a little bit more, you know, formulaic stuff. Because you're right, like, Please, Mr. Spector is this great song. If no one ever heard anything, you know, paying tribute to Spector, like, by name, I mean, it's just amazing. It name checks the Blossoms and all of the different producers and arrangers that work with Spector. I mean, it's like a seriously well-thought-out, funny kind of, it's like an insider's take on, you know, on the Brill Building and Spector and everybody else, right? It's definitely not written by, like, an amateur. And it's super well done. It's just kind of, it's almost like that, you know, vaudeville genre that's a little bit dicey. Like, it just, it doesn't almost live up to, like, the idea of itself. You know, it should be, I don't know, I feel like it should be better for having such, like, a great insider's insight into that moment. You know, the music a little bit kind of lets
it down. You mean, like, just the tune of it is just kind of basic?
Yeah, it just doesn't kind of, like, hold up. Like, it, but, you know, like, it goes into that little Righteous Brothers bit in the middle, which is great. And then it just goes back to sort of, like, a vaudeville rock thing. Yeah, a little bit of that. So, I don't know. And it's like sort of right at that moment, though, I think he starts switching gears and starts doing what was really great, good and great work.
Yeah. Please, Phil Spector, make me a star. Help me get up where the Righteous Brothers are. I know I can make it if you'll help me along. All it would take is a perfect song in you, so please, Phil Spector, give me a break. All the big disc jockeys play the records that you make. Get Gene or Gary or Specs to write the charts. Give me the Blossoms to sing background from their hearts. Oh, please.
brother fell asleep in his bed last night with his new space helmet over his head. What a sight, holding his adventure book in one hand. He was dreaming of a strange new land. He was Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Learning how to live in the stars. Closer as he started to talk in his sleep of purple crystal caves and mountains of flame so steep of how a scorching fire spout would appear in that eerie Martian atmosphere. He was Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Robinson Crusoe. Stars. Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Then next morning, brother told us a whole lot more of how he tamed that flaming planet the night before. Then my dad said, boys, that dream will come true, and it just might be that one of you. We'll be Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Learning how to live in the stars. Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Robinson Crusoe.
On her hair, highly improbable.
She played Fender bass and she really did pick it good. Dressed kinda cute, sorta like Robin Hood.
They call her
Carol Cartoon, and she'll make you smile just like an old time tune.
And life's a balloon.
A Carol Cartoon.
She took me to her room. It was a reconditioned railroad train. She had a glossy color picture on her wall of Bangor, Maine,
in living color.
I told her that I loved her and I really didn't mean it too. Said that she was sorry, she had another show to do.
They call her
Carol Cartoon, and she'll make you smile just like an old time tune.
And life's a balloon,
a Carol Cartoon. She'll make you smile just like an old time tune.
A trip to the moon
is Carol Cartoon. Ba-da-dee-a-da-da-da-da.
Life's just a miniskirt,
and Carol Cartoon. Ba-da-dee-a-da-da-da-da.
Long hair and go-go boots.
You didn't do a thing to me, but now I
to know you. Yeah, little miss, do you think that we might share a taste of love before the night is through? Just me and you.
The other one that's from the same exact almost month is The Marriage.
Oh yeah, that's a really great song.
I had never heard it. It has like this Bee Gees, Turtles, mm-hmm. kind of Beatles, orchestrated pop vibe. But just amazing. Like it has all these great key changes and it just like is a super song that should have been a hit. So there's like a world to me in my head anyway, a world of difference between like Please Mr. Spector and that. They only came out a couple months apart. Like that's like the demarcation for me, like between the old Johnny and like sort of the really great era. We have to talk about his worst song, which has to be Robinson Crusoe on Mars. It is like unbelievably bad and it's so like earnest. Like it's done with this like earnest kind of Gene Pitney style, you know, like where it's serious and like the movie I've seen it is utterly like horrible. Like it's there's not a redeeming moment in the whole thing. It's not even, you know, bad, good. It's horrible. And the music, like who would have thought to do a theme song to it? It's so bad. And because it's on Cap, right, it's like his early era before he kind of ramps up and does some really great material. So he's still probably a teenager when it came out. It is so, so cringe. And then the other stuff that's a little surprising too, that he's known for writing Mary in the Morning, which every time you read about that, sold 100 million records. I mean, of course, it's utter nonsense because, like, there's nothing sold 100 million records. Al Martino, who was great, but, I mean, it wasn't even a top 10 pop song by him. And then Elvis did it in 1970, and it was an album track for him. It's not like the Beatles put it out as a single after Hey Jude, you know, and everyone bought a million copies of it, although it is a really good song.
Al's version of Mary in the Morning hit number one on the Easy Listening charts in 1967. Here's Al's daughter, Allison Martino, with a bit more information on Al's relationship with Johnny.
Johnny Cymbal sent my dad a demo tape of his song Mary in the Morning, and my dad loved it so much he took it right to the studio and recorded it, and actually flew out Johnny to the recording session because he really wanted him to be there so it would sound exactly like the demo.
Here's Mary in the Morning.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I awake and see her there so close beside me, I want to take her in my arms. The ache is there so deep inside me, and nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, chasing a rainbow in her dream so far away. And when she turns to touch it, I kiss her face so softly, and then my Mary wakes to love another day. And Mary's there in sunny days or stormy weather. She doesn't care, 'cause right or wrong, the love we share together. And nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the evening, kissed by the shades of night and starlight on her hair. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me. All our tomorrows for a lifetime we will share.
Thank you. dirty dozen.
The year was 1944. The place was England in war. 12 soldiers in a prison lie. Most of them condemned to die. Just before they faced the rope, they were given one more hope. If they'd fight the enemy, these 12 men might be set free. The Dirty Dozen. The devil was their cousin. All around them, bullets buzzing. Heaven, hell, the Dirty Dozen. They trained both day and night. They learned to kill, they learned to fight. Each one with his private sin. The Dirty Dozen fought to win. On the night before D-Day, the Dirty Dozen led the way. A look of victory in their eyes, they took the Germans by surprise. The devil was their cousin. All around them, bullets buzzing. Heaven, hell, the Dirty Dozen. The shots rang out, the fight began. Things did not go as they planned. Though they fought like gallant men, they were never seen again. The Dirty Dozen. The devil was their cousin. Heaven help the Dirty Dozen. Heaven help the Dirty Dozen.
Dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn nicotine and the temptations of Eve.
And now let's meet our distinguished guests from New York, Senator Bobby.
Skinny legs and all.
And the governor of California.
Everyone knows it's windy.
And from Mississippi, Coakley Starmichael.
Pass the biscuits, please.
Hold on. I think Governor Wallace has something to say to Coakley Starmichael.
Your mama's working on the chain gang. She busting bricks now.
Gentlemen, please. Next question. Assuming you're elected in 1968, what, if any, are your qualifications? Bobby?
I think the mamas and the papas.
Mr. Johnson.
I got three little children and a very sickly wife.
And Coakley.
I was so mad.
And Mr. Regan. There's Barry Goldwater. What do you have to say about this?
Oh, I believe yesterday.
Gentlemen, what do you think are Mr. Johnson's chances of being reelected? Mr. Starmichael.
Daydream believer.
Senator Bobby.
He's a real nowhere man.
Oh, Lady Bird. How do you feel about the president's chances?
Oh, dear God.
Johnson, what do you have to say in your own defense?
I don't want you to take my sunshine away.
And Mr. Regan. Gentlemen, how do you plan to get elected? Coakley? Senator Bobby.
Beckley, borrow and steal.
Mr. Johnson.
Keep the borrowing.
speaking. There's Richard Nixon. He's saying something to the president.
You say goodbye, I say hello.
Gentlemen, in conclusion, do you have any parting remarks? Senator Bobby.
I'm going back to Massachusetts.
Mr. Johnson.
Y'all remember to wipe your feet.
And Coakley.
I don't care, let it all hang out.
And Mr. Regan. This is Walter Funkite in Washington saying,
burn your birth certificate. I have no son.
That one's bad. And then the Ballad of the Dirty Dozen.
Oh my God, I was just going to ask you about that one.
Oh, the Trini Lopez one. That's from like, that movie was obviously like a monster global hit. Everyone in it became stars. Like, I mean, it's a huge, huge movie. And the music is just like it's not Trini Lopez's fault. I mean, they probably handed it to him and just like, just sing this because he's in the movie. He has like a, you know, fairly big, not a big,
and it's a medium-sized role. It's not part of the movie soundtrack, right? It's that he did on his own.
Yeah, like just as a catch-in or like the label or whoever like made him do it. Oh, it is horrible. God, it's so bad.
The Dirty Dozen, the devil is their cousin. I love that lyric.
Oh, my Lord, it's horrible. But Johnny wrote that with Trini Lopez, so you gotta like laugh at some of the stuff that he either did like just to make a buck, or like who knew, like he could have written it, it might have been like a top 10 song, like The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, right? Like, it was a huge song, everybody loved it, right? So who knew, right? You just rolled the dice on some of the stuff. But oh, that one's really amazingly bad. Oh gosh,
I really like his novelty songs here, because almost all of them had just like the extra oomph in them. Like the one I liked was The Water Was Red.
Oh yeah, that's like a really notorious song. I remember reading about that when I was a kid, right? Because there was like this era of death discs, like, right, there was a bunch, like Tell Laura I Love Her.
Right.
There's a million of them, right? And I remember reading before I even knew who he was or what that song was, that that was one of the more notorious quote bad songs, you know, that would lead kids astray and everything. I mean I've had that song in my head even before I heard it.
I mean, those songs are like written to like, don't drive fast, kids, don't do bad things.
Yeah,
but it's like,
exactly,
don't go swimming, kids.
Yeah, don't go swimming, right, with your lover, your girlfriend. Oh.
Then he goes back and he gets the fin.
Yeah, that one is, and I love the last line in it is great too. It's like, as he walked toward his sweetheart with the fin in his hand. The fin. It's just too much. That song cracks me up. It is so over the top, like crazy. Mm-hmm. But it is actually pretty funny.
Like all those songs, those early ones, I mean, they had a good lyrical hook in them, I thought.
Yeah, they did. He definitely could write, you know, like all of his early stuff was either written by him or kind of co-written. And they're all like sort of memorable. And he certainly wrote a ton of stuff for other people. I mean, he could write. I think like the issue again is like on his early stuff, that one song, Water Was Red, was on MGM, which was like his very first label, and then he switched to Cap for like, I guess, eight singles. And those are all good, but you know, other than Mr. Bassman, I think they get lost in that early 60s kind of Dion, DiMucci sort of. They're just a little jivey, you know? They're not quite, you can't quite hear a person beneath the arrangement, if you know what I mean. They're a little bit sort of hard to pinpoint, you know? Like, they're good, but they're just not quite real.
I gotta sit down and rearrange myself. I'm making my way to suit myself. Yes, I need a change. Woke up this morning feeling fine. Just had a brand new set of mine. Gonna leave all my blues behind today. Time to look up and feel the sunshine on my face. It's time to be
was it as 1969 approached? We'll get more into Johnny's bubblegum career in next week's show, but just to give you a taste, here's one of his biggest hits in that genre. This is Becky signing off with Bubblegum OD. Good night, everybody.
Inside.